The truck backed slowly to the pig pen and stopped. Mr. Arable cut the motor, got out, walked around to the rear, and lowered the tailgate. The geese cheered. Mrs. Arable got out of the truck. Fern and Avery jumped to the ground. Mrs. Zuckerman came walking down from the house. Everybody lined up the fence and stood for a moment admiring Wilbur and the beautiful green crate. Nobody realized that the crate already contained a rat and a spider. "That's some pig," said Mrs. Arable. "He's terrific," said Lurvy. "He's very radiant," said Fern, remembering the day he was born. "Well," said Mrs. Zuckerman, "he's clean anyway. The buttermilk certainly helped." Mr. Arable studied Wilbur carefully. "Yes, he is a wonderful pig," he said. "It's hard to believe that he was the runt of the litter. You'll get some extra good ham and bacon, Homer, when it comes time to kill that pig." Wilbur heard those words and his heart almost stopped. "I think I'm going to faint," he whispered to the old sheep who was watching. "Kneel down," whispered the old sheep. "Let the blood rush to your head." Wilbur sank to his knees, all radiance gone. His eyes closed. "Look," screamed Fern. "He's fading away." "Hey, watch me," yelled Avery, crawling on all fours into the crate. "I'm a pig, I'm a pig." Avery's foot touched Templeton under the straw. "What a mess," thought the rat. "What fantastic creature boys are. Why did I let myself in for this?" The geese saw Avery in the crate and cheered. "Avery, you get out of that crate this instant," commanded his mother. "What do you think you are?" "I'm a pig," cried Avery, tossing handfuls of straw into the air. "Oink, oink, oink." "The truck is rolling away, Papa," said Fern. The truck, with no one at the wheel, had started to roll downhill. Mr. Arable dashed to the driver's seat and pulled on the emergency brake. The truck stopped. The geese cheered. Charlotte crouched and made herself as small as possible in the knothole so Avery wouldn't see her. "Come out at once," cried Mrs. Arable. Avery crawled out of the crate on hands and knees, making faces at Wilbur. Wilbur fainted away. "The pig has passed out," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "Throw water on him." "Throw buttermilk," suggested Avery. The geese cheered. Lurvy ran for a pail of water. Fern climbed into the pen and knelt by Wilbur's side. "It's sunstroke," said Zuckerman. "The heat is too much for him." "Maybe he's dead," said Avery. "Come out of that pig pen immediately," cried Mrs. Arable. Avery obeyed his mother and climbed into the back of the truck so he could see better. Lurvy returned with cold water and dashed it on Wilbur. "Throw some on me," cried Avery. "I'm hot, too." "Oh, keep quiet," hollered Fern. "Keep quiet." Her eyes were brimming with tears. Wilbur, feeling the cold water, came to. He rose slowly to his feet while the geese cheered. "He's up," said Mr. Arable. "I guess there's nothing wrong with him." "I'm hungry," said Avery. "I want a candied apple." "Wilbur's all right now," said Fern. "We can start. I want to take a ride on the Ferris wheel." Mr. Zuckerman and Mr. Arable and Lurvy grabbed the pig and pushed him head first toward the crate. Wilbur began to struggle. The harder the men pushed, the harder he held back. Avery jumped down and joined the men. Wilbur kicked and thrashed and grunted. "Nothing wrong with this pig," said Mr. Zuckerman cheerfully, pressing his knee against Wilbur's behind. "All together now, boys. Shove." With a final heave, they jammed him into the crate. The geese cheered. Lurvy nailed some boards across the end so Wilbur couldn't back out. Then, using all their strength, the men picked up the crate and heaved it aboard the truck. They did not know that under the straw was a rat, and inside the knot hole was a big gray spider. They saw only a pig. "Everybody in," called Mr. Arable. He started the motor. The ladies climbed in beside him. Mr. Zuckerman and Lurvy and Fern and Avery rode in the back, hanging onto the sideboards. The truck began to move ahead. The geese cheered. The children answered their cheer, and away everybody went to the fair.